County Antrim GP says he and hundreds of health professionals have written to the Northern Ireland Secretary expressing opposition to the liberalisation of Northern Ireland's abortion laws. The doctors, nurses and midwives say their consciences will not allow them to stay silent on the issue. They want reassurance as conscientious objectors that they will not have to perform or assist abortions. I've been speaking to Dr. Andrew Couples and started by asking him about why he wrote to the Secretary of State.
Yeah, so well, we wrote at some length our concerns from a group of 835 Christian medics, Christian nurses, midwives and many, many other healthcare professionals. Something we were deeply concerned. We're writing from the point of view of a deep compassion for mothers who are expecting and are finding themselves in difficult circumstances, but also from a point of view of deep compassion for unborn children who at the moment have the best health care provided from Western Europe and the best protections for those mothers and for those children.
But what are you asking for?
We are asking, first of all, for the government, for Westminster, for our politicians to listen to us. We've been silent for too long as a profession. We need to speak up about this. We're asking, first of all, for our politicians to sit down, to get over themselves, to sit down and discuss things, get the executive back in order before 21st of October to prevent this being pushed through. We're asking for that. We're demanding that they consider this immediately.
And you know that there will be, and there always is, a very passionate argument and arguments, both sides, of this debate. For those people who, they care about life and they care more about their child than anyone else in this world, but they want the right to choose, Doctor.
Yes, we absolutely understand. There are many people who feel that is very, very important. However, we also feel that there are two lives at stake, and we feel the best form of healthcare for a pregnant woman is to have fantastic antenatal care, to have fantastic choices in terms of how that antenatal care is run, and we want them to be valued and provided for by their government, by their communities and by their families.
So what advice do you give to your patients if they come to you and they ask you for advice on abortion? What do you say to them?
As with all my patients, I take time to listen to them, to try and understand where they're coming from, to hear their story, to hear their concerns, and to look at their expectations and their ideas. And then we will go through what we do in Northern Ireland, and I think that's some of the best healthcare we offer throughout the Western Europe and Western world. We tell them about all the options for healthcare, for antenatal care.
Including abortion?
Abortion is not an option for us in Northern Ireland, I'm afraid.
Well, it is for someone. It is for someone that wants to get on a plane and travel to England.
Mm. Yes, like I say, abortion is not an option for somebody in Northern Ireland in the national health care system. And you know what? I will talk to that person. I will reason with them. I will tell them about what's happening to their baby at 7 or 8 or 9 weeks. I will show them pictures. I will show them a little model that I have of what that child looks like. I will talk about the things that's happening in that child's development. And I will do my very best to reason with that person. Ultimately, I can't make that decision for them, and if they walk out of that room, it breaks my heart.
And if someone comes to you and asks for a morning after pill, would you give it to them?
Yeah, I don't prescribe the morning after pill for my own personal reasons. Some of my colleagues do, and they're quite within their rights to do that, and I support their right to do that. However, myself, I do not do it, no.
So if one of your patients says, look, doctor, I need the morning after pill, you would refuse to give it to them?
I would say I'm very sorry. I believe life starts at conception, and for some women and for some circumstances, and a morning after pill actually does cause a very early abortion. And I would have to say I'm very sorry. I can't provide that for you.
And if they can't get an appointment with another doctor, what do they do?
Well, we have this fantastic system in our practice where we can screen and triage all the calls coming through. So I never see people who are asking for morning after pills because those have been screened out already, and they see somebody who will be able to help them with that. And, of course, morning after pill is actually available to buy over the counter, and there are various other options from family planning services there. So I'm not limiting my patients by doing that.
When the legislation will know, and this is the final question, we're running out of time, when the legislation changes in Northern Ireland to the point where it is not illegal in Northern Ireland to perform abortion, what will you do if a patient says, doctor, please advise me, it's now lawful here, please help me get an abortion?
Yeah, I think nobody knows what's going to happen on the 22nd of October, but we are going to go from a position of having some of the most protective, supportive maternal care to having the least protective and supportive maternal care. from children who are protected with great value and dignity to children who have no protection at all. The dogs in the street will have more legal protection. The badgers in the field will have more legal protection than children in the womb come 22nd of October. At that stage, there will be no NHS services, there will be no guidelines, there will be no directives from the Department of Health, from the boards, from the healthcare trusts. Nobody knows. But I know that there will be nowhere that I will be able to refer somebody to have an abortion, even if I was willing to do so. There is a huge gap that needs looked at. This has been pushed and it is ridiculous.
Dr. Andrew Couples, thank you very much indeed.